takiwātanga in his, her, their own time and space.
Being cool. The kids that are in his class that have autism, super cool.
Autism's about a different perspective on life.
And once you've met one autistic person, you've met one autistic person.
There is nothing wrong with having autism, you know. The hardest thing with autism and intellectual disability and that is sometimes accepting it.
They bring change. They are non-judgmental.
Being different ways to thinking.
I'm autistic. If you don't look autistic, it is a very ableist statement.
Autism is a label. Forget the label and just live as normal life as possible. Autism is about hope.
Takiwātanga. Love Not Cure, exploring autism, one strength at a time.
Care everyone, and I hope you're all doing okay. And it's been a while since I had my last episode, and I am just here to give an update about this podcast. And there are some changes that I will be doing bit by bit, and you might be noticing that in the coming episodes. So yeah, it's been a while. Like I said, I'm starting to get overwhelmed with all of this content creation about autism and some other stuff that I am also doing outside of work. And also, I wanted to make sure that I am a little efficient as well. And make sure that I am also protecting my time and my energy with content creation, including the guests as well, and make sure that it's efficient, and for you as well, for listeners, and to make sure that you're consuming the information that is very, very informative or very, very helpful, or that's going to be very helpful for you. I don't know if I've said that correctly, but you know what I mean. So there's some changes that I'm going to be doing so that I am going to be efficient in producing the content. And also, you are going to have the best experience as well when listening to my episodes. So in the future, in the coming episodes, I have decided that I will be publishing short content in this channel. Meaning, if I will be having a long-form podcast with a guest, let's say an hour of conversation about different experiences, different tips, tricks, and different strategies that they are doing in their autism experience, I will be picking up some bits and pieces that are gold nuggets. Oh, my tongue is twisting. Bits and pieces that are gold nuggets in my view, point of view, or and in my wife's point of view as a parent, as a mom of an autistic child, and then put them in one clip, and that will be published in here. So we'll try to make it as short as possible, because I know all of you are busy and you're looking after a lot of things, not just your kids. You're going to work, you're going to an errand, or going to whatever you're doing. So we'll have a shorter version of that long form podcast with my guest or with a guest, and then that is easily digestible and easily consumable, so that we won't be, or you won't be spending so much time if you don't want to spend 1 hour listening to a long form conversation. And then that clip, as I've said, will be going here in Takiwātanga channel. And then the long form version, because there's a channel that I am setting up right now, which will involve having conversation with other human beings as well, amazing human beings, talking about their experience, but not necessarily autism related topics. It could be anything, right? It's a generalist podcast that I am setting up. And I have decided to do that because there are some additional or other topics, conversations, ideas that I also wanted to talk about that are not autism related. That's why I set up that channel. Excuse me. So, since that channel is all about people, all about human beings, I will be putting the long form conversation in there. So what's going here in this channel again are all going to be easily digestible information or clips from that long form. So which means you're just gonna be spending, I'm thinking of limiting it to up to 10 minutes or maybe 15 minutes maximum. Because I think after having conversation with my wife, who is an autism mom, so basically she said when I was asking her if you are going to spend an hour listening to a podcast about autism, are you doing it? And she said that she has only a limited time or limited spare of time, limited amount of time that she could spare to listen to it, and usually about 10 to 15 minutes. That's what she said. So I'm listening to I'm listening to my audience, right? So that's the only time that she can allocate because she has other things to do. So I was thinking, we all have other things to do, and we all have a lot of things to do, a lot of things in mind, and we can only allocate some stuff in that. So that's why I have decided to limit that time allocation for this podcast to 10 to 15 minutes max, and they're all easily digestible, as I've mentioned. So that's what's going to happen. And then I will put the link to, so if you have listened to, or if you are going to listen to future episodes of that 10, 15 minute episode, and then you still wanted to listen to the long form conversation, I will always put the link to that channel where the long form content is published. So basically there are two channels, right? This channel, which is the short form, and then the other channel, which is a generalist people podcast, which is the long form. If you want to listen to the long form, the link of that long form will be included in the description in this channel. So if that makes sense. I hope I didn't confuse you more. But anyway, those information that are going to be easily digestible and golden nuggets that I think will be very, very helpful. I know all of that 1 hour session with a guest, all of the information that they're sharing is very helpful, but I will just pick a portion of that. Right, that's clear. The next one is, the next one is changes to the thumbnail. If you will notice, I have updated the version of the thumbnail for this podcast, and I have included the wider neurodiversity area. Is that the correct term again? So I have expanded our channel to accommodate our friends from the wider neurodiversity community. It's still Takiwatang, and main focus will be on the autism side of things, but I have decided to add our friends with ADHD, with dyslexia, and those who are gifted. Everyone is gifted. I fully understand that. I have added that in the thumbnail so that it won't limit me as the host to ask questions about, let's say, ADHD. I remember when I was having a session with Chanel Mariah, we were talking about autism. And then she mentioned about her ADHD, but I felt that time that I have limited myself from asking questions about ADHD because I was in my head. What's going on in my head is that this is an autism channel. I shouldn't ask her questions about ADHD. So I felt like I could have asked her questions so that I could learn about ADHD as well, given that there are cases of children, people who are autistic but with ADHD as well. And there are those who are dyslexic but with autism or sometimes ADHD as well. And I know this is something that I just put into myself, where I limited myself with asking those questions, but just to at least in my mind make sure that I can ask other questions outside of autism. That's why I have added that. Plus, it's good to learn as well about the wider neurodiversity, how they're experiencing it. And that's the change, the only change that I've done in the thumbnail. It's still autism focused, but we will start to invite some friends, some of our folks in the wider neurodiversity community for awareness as well, and learn how they're managing their experience, how they're managing their journey. And it could help. Who knows? We don't know yet, but this is the experiment. Now, I think the third one, which is the long form content, I've explained that earlier. So that would be the change now. And if you have questions, feel free to put that in the comment section. And we have social media platforms. We have Facebook page for Takehua Tanga. We have, I will be putting this in YouTube channel as well. If you want to watch the video, and then the audio goes here in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and in any other, how you're accessing this content, it goes in the audio version goes in here. And then the video version goes to YouTube channel. And then what else? And then I'm also selling t-shirts about autism. I will put the link in the description as well. This will help me fund this journey, podcasting journey for autism and the wider neurodiversity. And then, I forgot to mention, the name in the thumbnail, which I've added, is Wired Different, but it's still Takehua Tanga. You will still see Takehua Tanga there. This is still Takehua Tanga channel. I just added the Wired Different. I think it's cool. that's in my point of view, Wired Different. I was thinking of other additional kind of like name, but yeah. This is what has resonated in a way. I think that's it. I will be seeing you again in the next episode. And I still haven't decided if I will be doing a weekly episode for this or fortnight, but that will come in time so that I can manage some other stuff that I wanted to do for this channel and some other channels that I wanted to do as well, which in my view would make sense. Right, I think that's it for now. I hope you're doing okay and you're having the best time of your life. And also, I might do another episode which will be talking about the OIA I have raised to the ministry, or sorry, not the ministry, who's this? Ombudsman, because of the information or the data that I have requested from Te Whatu Ora or Help New Zealand. And let's see. I will be doing that at some point and just give you an update about that. And I hope we'll see you again next publishing day. And have a great day. Enjoy your day. Have an amazing spring. And summer's here. Yes. So excited for summer as well. Right. Until next time, see you again. Bye.
Every tangata fight Takehua Tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te Fakawa Haere. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha. Be brave and be strong.